From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama travels to New York today. He'll deliver a speech on the financial crisis 1 year after the Lehman Brothers investment bank filed for bankruptcy protection. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama is expected to use this anniversary to talk about the steps his administration has already taken to prop up the financial system and about the changes he thinks are still needed to prevent another financial meltdown in the future. An administration official says Mr. Obama will make a strong case for new financial regulations, both in the U.S. and internationally. Next week, leaders of the world's biggest economies will gather in Pittsburgh for additional talks on reversing the global slowdown. In addition to new regulation, Mr. Obama is calling on Wall Street to act more responsibly and avoid the kind of excessive risk-taking that led to the financial collapse. White House advisor Larry Summers says the president is committed to rebuilding the U.S. economy on a more solid foundation in hopes of avoiding more bubble-and-bust cycles in the future. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The European Union said today an agreement has been reached for a meeting October 1st between Iran's chief nuclear negotiator and six world powers, including the United States. She said the details have not yet been worked out. It hasn't been disclosed where the meeting will take place. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu said the talks are an important first step. Iran maintains its nuclear program is merely to produce electricity. Other nations suspect Tehran is developing nuclear weapons. Pakistani officials say a stampede erupted in the southern city of Karachi today, while poor women were waiting to be given free flour and other supplies. They say at least 18 women and girls were killed. About a third of Pakistan's population live in poverty, subjected to unemployment, rising prices, and shortages of staples. China said it's launched an anti-dumping investigation into imports of U.S. chicken and auto parts. Last week, President Obama had announced steep tariffs on Chinese tires. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
Yet again, trade tensions have been ratcheted up one step higher. China's Commerce Ministry says it will investigate whether imports of U.S. auto parts and chicken were dumped on the China market or received subsidies. This move could lead to sanctions. The China Daily headline declares this is not revenge for the hefty tariff President Obama's imposed on Chinese tires for the next 3 years. Instead, it says the move was driven by complaints from Chinese industries that they're being hurt by unfair trade practices. Analysts say the new action might not hurt exporters much, since China and the U.S. have already instituted trade-restricting measures on chicken and auto parts, but it will increase strains on the bilateral relationship ahead of the G20 summit in Pittsburgh. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
This is NPR News from Washington. Torrential rains and flooding have killed more than 150 people in Senegal. Officials say the homes and businesses of 600,000 more are affected. In some of the poorer neighborhoods, floodwaters are more than a foot high in people's homes. A politically charged trial set to begin soon in France is already playing out in the court of public opinion. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
France's so-called trial of the decade pits President Nicolas Sarkozy against former Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin, the suave diplomat best remembered for leading the charge against the Iraq War at the United Nations. Villepin is accused of plotting to smear his political rival Sarkozy in 2004 by adding his name to a false list of officials who allegedly received kickbacks from arms sales. Villepin has denounced what he calls a campaign against him, but this morning on French radio, he dodged the accusation. For months now, the French people have been hearing nothing but lies, said Villepin. Justice is about truth and the facts. I have a very light heart as I wait for this trial to start. Villepin will be tried starting next Monday in the same Paris courtroom where Marie Antoinette was sentenced to the guillotine in 1793. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The man who threw his shoes at President Bush last year is expected to be released from prison tomorrow. Iraqi journalist Muntahar al-Zaidi was sentenced to 3 years in prison for assaulting a visiting head of state during the president's farewell visit to Baghdad. That sentence is being reduced for good behavior. His family had expected the release today, but officials say it was held up by paperwork. His employer, a Baghdad TV station, expects him to return to work as a reporter. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.